As severe restrictions on Chinook continue to hit subsistence users, early signs of strong chum runs are leading the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to announce some unanticipated commercial openings. Scott Kent is a biologist with ADF&G in Nome.
What is happening is this year we're having an early strong chum salmon run in most areas of Norton Sound, and it's front-loaded in that, you know, it's hitting hard right now, and then it's probably going to drop off here considerably in a week or so. That doesn't mean that this next week isn't going to be pretty big. We're going to probably start to see a lot of fish passage this week and into through the weekend.
Across the region, the department is seeing some of the best chum counts on record for this time of year. At the Quinnyuk Tower on the north side of Norton Sound, 12,000 chum have already been counted, one of the best runs in the station's 49 years of operations. That's especially good news because the preseason forecast for that area was dismal.
We were not expecting directed openings on chum salmon in Gullivan and Elam this year, especially not this early. So it's a pleasant surprise.
The Norton Sound isn't the only region in Western Alaska seeing strong chum runs. A three-hour opening on June 28th lifted gear restrictions in the lower Yukon, giving some families a much-needed chance to put up chum on their racks. Basil Larson called in from Russian Mission during a weekly Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association teleconference yesterday.
Everybody is real happy for the Y1 and Y2 three-hour six-inch gillnet opening that you guys had, but there's not a lot of families that could afford to go down and go fish for those 3 hours. But the families that did go down, I talked to them, and they are all done with their summer chum subsistence harvest.
But for callers further upriver on the Yukon, like Janet Woods in Rampart, there's frustration that having to wait until nearly all the Chinook have passed just to have a shot at fishing for chums.
And we've been waiting and waiting. We can't even so much put in a net. If you let people fish even one day, that would eliminate all these problems with people getting caught and getting their fish net taken away and having to go to court and pay. We need to have our fish. That's what sustains us.
Representatives from ADF&G explained upriver communities can expect a similar subsistence opening once 90% of the Chinook have passed, which based on past years is likely to be sometime around July 18th. Kent says while the Chinook restrictions have been severe, they appear to be working. For a full list of ADF&G's salmon openings in the Norton Sound area, go to alaskapublic.org.